You're listening to The Naked Scientist with Chris Smith and with Matt Burnett. Our main topic for the show this week is that we're looking at how we can repair and restore things, whether that's human hearts through to concrete healing itself. And to kick us off, Kate Lamble to look a look at the restoration of one well-known sci-fi classic.
It's been a staple of British life for 50 years now, but when the BBC recorded over old videotapes, many episodes of Doctor Who were lost. Earlier this year, however, 9 missing episodes of the classic sci-fi series from the 1960s were found in storage at a Nigerian TV station. They've now been restored, so I headed down to the BBC in London to meet producer Paul Venezes, who put them back together. I asked him what condition you'd expect to find film in after so many years.
If the conditions are actually perfect, then the films will be as good as when they were originally made. But we don't live in a perfect world. 16mm film is what we're talking about. The first issue that you've got is they were scratched and they had cuts in them where broadcasters had put commercials in and then removed them again. The glue in the tape was drying out. On the emulsion side, it had reacted with the emulsion and had gone very sticky. That glue was seeping onto that film and discolouring the film. And then the other problem that we have goes back to the 40s. I guess actually it goes back way before that, when film was on nitrate stock, and nitrate was very explosive. So then Kodak and various other film manufacturers got rid of nitrate because it was basically dangerous and created safety film, a cellulose acetate film. And this is the film which is now causing us problems, because if it's stored in humid, warm conditions, the acetate in the film starts to break down and it basically leaches acetic acid. So this acetic acid gives you this characteristic vinegar smell coming from the film. And the film goes from being a bit smelly to, in really bad situations, it will either plasticize, so it'll leach out the acid into the emulsion and then the whole thing becomes a soup, or it will shrink. And the emulsion, which is gelatin sitting on the surface of this acetate base, gelatin doesn't shrink, but the base does. And so the whole thing separates apart and you've got an unplayable film. The problem with these films is if we'd put them on a telecine machine to transfer them as soon as we got them out of the cans, they would have just fallen apart on the machine. So principally what we're doing here is we're not trying to restore the physical film. Our ultimate intention is to restore the image. And so once the films leave my hands, they're wound off, and within minutes they're transferred in high definition, and then once it's in a form that we can work with, that's the point where the actual image restoration begins.
One of the newly restored Doctor Who episodes was The Web of Fear, featuring one of the iconic antagonists of the Patrick Troughton era, the Yeti. In the story, the Doctor encounters these hairy robotic monsters on the London Underground, so I was alarmed to hear that I was going to have to head onto the Central Line to meet the digital restoration expert who Paul passed the footage on to. I mean, I think this carriage is clear of Yeti.
I'm Peter Crocker, and I'm a video restoration specialist at SVS. I take the high-definition video files, load it onto my computer system, and then I can start getting rid of dirt, scratches, generally manipulating the image, because it's all ones and zeros and pixels at that stage.
Why do you want it in HD? The original Doctor Who presumably wasn't in HD.
While the underlying image is quite low resolution, the actual dirt is there in very high definition. Now, if we were to scan just in a normal television definition, then a scratch might be 1 pixel wide, and the underlying image might be crossing through very fine detail, someone's eyeball or someone's hair. And to remove that scratch without leaving an obvious mark behind is very, very difficult.
So the HD is to see the dirt rather than the original image?
That's absolutely right, yes.
Can we see one of these pictures of how it came to you? What does it look like, something 30 years old, when it first turns up?
We've got a bit here which is a film clip of a helicopter landing in a field. And if I play it, The image is actually very unstable. It's jittering up and down like mad, a little bit from side to side. There's an awful lot of dirt on it. There's black flashes across the screen, which is where the videotape was worn.
It sort of looks like those antique photographs. What has that been impacted by?
It's a combination of things. Some of the problems with the picture were there actually at the time, and it's part and parcel of what people would have accepted on their television. A lot of the damage that we see on programmes of this age is just wear and tear. There's a little bit here where there's been a splice and a couple of frames are really very badly damaged. They, for example, would have to be completely replaced by CGI.
So how do you get rid of this? Do you have to go around taking each of those pixels like you would on Photoshop and erasing them?
It's possible to do that if it's a small area affected. Often there are problems with the geometry changing as well because the whole film has warped. And in those cases, we employ slightly more clever techniques, really. And that involves analysing the motion of individual pixels from surrounding frames. And by actually assessing the motion of each individual pixel in the image, you can map where they would be in the missing frames, and you can actually generate completely synthetic replacements. We'll also use the same techniques of motion analysis to get rid of instability in the image. So we mentioned earlier the jitter of the film, and after it's been fixed, running there now, all the jitter's gone and it's rock solid.
Can you show me how you'd get rid of a particular scratch, for example?
So what we have here is a computer program called Diamond, one of several restoration software packages which is available. And what we're looking at now is quite a severely damaged section of an old Doctor Who episode where the tape was very badly scratched. And this would have been seen on the original broadcast. Lots of long black lines and many, many white dots and lines that are darting about.
And you're sort of hopping through here, it's frame by frame. Is this restoration that you have to do frame by frame? Is that long it takes?
Yes, for this sort of damage, yes.
If you're going through frame by frame with something that's as seriously damaged as this, how long does it take to do one episode
then? Well, these were 25-minute episodes, and each episode took about 2 weeks to repair.
So do you end up knowing the entire episode frame by frame by the end of those couple of weeks?
It's an odd situation. There are some programmes where, because technology has moved on, we maybe restored them 12 years ago, and then we come round again. There have been a couple of occasions where I don't actually remember the programme, but I'll suddenly see a bit of dirt, and I'll say, I remember that bit of dirt, which just shows what a bizarre thing the human brain is.
Yes, definitely. We've just looked at these white dots, and we've managed to remove, you know, 5 or 6 and improve one of these frames in a couple of minutes here. How satisfying is it to see the end result and see, oh, I've cleaned up all of that?
When you compare the original, So
this is the original with all the dots.
With all the dots, and it's not really...
It's so distracting watching it, because you end up watching the dots move around rather than the people.
Exactly. It's not adequate. So after it's been repaired, it... You're just watching the programme.
It's completely transformed from watching the faults to watching the programme, yes. And I suppose that's what you want in the end.
Yes, that's right. I liken myself to being a window cleaner. I don't actually make the view any different, but hopefully it's a nicer experience for someone looking at the view because they're not spotting the dirty window anymore.
Digital restoration expert Peter Compton, and before him Paul Venezes from the BBC. And we heard from Mark, actually, sent an email to chris@thenakedscientist.com, and he said, my dad had the pleasure of working with Delia Derbyshire, who was at the radiophonic workshop and worked on Doctor Who and other sound engineering techniques.
Well, talking to Peter Compton, I realised just how important diehard fans are in this restoration process. Peter was trying to restore one of the soundtracks from one of these lost Doctor Who episodes, and it was just irretrievable. But luckily, they were aware of this diehard fan who had recorded all of the audio from these ancient 40-year-old Doctor Who episodes. So he asked them if they had the tape, and he dutifully sent it in. And actually, that's the audio they've used for this old Doctor Who episode. So props to him.